Office Daf Pei Tes. We're reading the 10th parak. Kol HaTadir. Hey, Andy, hear us? Yeah. So beginning the parak, Kol HaTadir, the very famous parak, the Mishnah begins, Kol HaTadir Mechaveiro Kodem Es Chaveiro. That which is more frequent than something else, so then the more frequent one, the Tadir, goes before the less Tadir, Sheino Tadir. So the Mishnah gives examples, HaTimidim Kodem LeMusaf, and Timidim take place every single day, and the most important takes place on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yontif. Musfei Shabbos Kodmin LeMusafei Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is more frequent than Rosh Chodesh, which of course is only once a month. Musafei Rosh Chodesh Kodmin LeMusafei Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh of course comes early, more frequent than that Rosh Hashanah. Shenemar says Milvad Olas HaBoker Asher LeOlas HaTamid Tasu Es Eila. So Rashi explains Milvad Olas HaBoker Hasuya Kfar Masha, that which is already done. When it talks about the Musaf, it says the Musaf was there, Milvad, aside from the Olas HaBoker Asher LeOlas HaTamid Tasu Es Eila, that had already been taken place. So Alma Timidim Kadme LeMusafim, that which is more Tamid, that which is more Tadir, is before that which is She'eno Tadir. So there's a long Tosis here. Every single time you see Tadir come up in the Gemara, Tosis has the same exact whole back and forth here, a number of different answers. We'll just pull out the question and the one answer. We're not going to go through the whole thing here. So Tosis, right in the beginning, begins Tema. Tibeperek Tamid Nishra Psachim Nundches. Arminan Minayin Shelo Yehe Davar Kodem LeTamid. How do we know that nothing should go before the carbon tamid shel shachar is brought? Shenemar ha'ola, what do you mean ha'ola in the pasuk? Ola rishona, the first one, has to be the first thing on the mizbeach. So ask Tosus, lamali tepek le mehacha. Why do you make the drasha ha'ola? It should be learned out from Milvad Olas HaBoker. Two different drashas for this concept. So if you go down halfway down the narrow lines, the first word is really parentheses, daf mem test, and it says v'yesh lomar. V'yesh lomar de ha'ola, ola rishona la'agdamas haktara. When it comes to putting on the mizbeach, the baktara airi, the kradahacha, lakdama shchita, the tasu is elu basias didam. So here we learn the ma'aseh shchita of tamid takes place, and the ha'ola tells me the haktara al gabe the mizbeach. That's one of the answers. He has a few other answers, and there's a lot of lumdas here. There might be two dinim and tadir, but that's just the basic, just to get the basic idea.
It's interesting that they had a mizbeach for Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, the Pesukim talk about this, and the Gemara's talk about this, yeah. So there is an interesting discussion in the Achronim. What if a person wants to bring both at the same time? Let's say Tamid Shel Shachar and the Musaf, for the Musaf Shabbos and Musaf Rosh Hashanah, would one be allowed to? And seemingly there wouldn't be any issue. And the Mikdash David, Rav David Rappaport, says, yeah, of course, why not? But the Rav Elchanan argues and says, not true. The person brings in Bevas Aches, Gim Mevatel Naseh. There's an Aseh Dafka to do the Tadir, before the She'ena Tadir. But if you do the Mevas Achas, you're being Mevata this din of Kol Tadir. So Dafka, you shouldn't do it Mevas Achas.
Meaning there will be two Kohanim doing
Shechita. Yeah, exactly. The big Mizbeach and everything. Right. You would have thought Kol Tadir means it's an Isser to do the Eino Tadir first. If you do it at the same time, that would be okay. But Chanan's Mechadish said, no, Dafka, the Tadir has to come first. Even if you're able to do both at the same time, there's an Inyan to do that which is more Tadir beforehand. It comes up the Eved, if one brought the Eino Tadir first, most poskim seem to assume it's kosher anyways, Bidi Eved, it's okay. So it comes Halach L'maisa, let's say a person davens Musaf. Prior to Shacharis, are you Yotze Musaf? And according to many poskim, one is Yotze. You are Yotze davening Musaf prior to Shacharis, but the Aruch HaShulchan argues and he thinks otherwise. No, if one davens Musaf first, you actually taka are not Yotze Musaf. You have to repeat it again after davening Shacharis. One other interesting discussion that comes up here as well regards to tefillah, let's say you're late to shul, and the shul is davening musaf at tzibur. Is it better for you to daven at tzibur musaf now and shachars afterwards? Or no, the inyan of tadir is more important than tzibur, and you're going to miss out on tzibur? You should say shachars now, and then say musaf afterwards, even though you're going to be missing a bit tzibur. Okay. Gemara now says, Minalan. How do you know the inyan of tadir? Gemara says, Minalan, could the Gemara time Milvad Olas HaBoker? What kind of question? The Mishnah clearly tells us the source, Milvad Olas HaBoker, it says. Gemara says, Dilma Timidim Hein Dekadma Lemusafim Mushim De Tatiri. But Musafin Manale. I mean, the pasuk that's brought in the Mishnah, I only know that the Tamid goes before the Musaf. But how do I know if it's Musaf up against another Musaf that you go have for the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, or the Rosh Chodesh before the Rosh Hashanah? How do you know that? So Amar Rabbi Ila, the Amar Krav, the Pasuk says, Ka'ela, Tasula Yom Shivas Yamim, Ela, Ka'ela. These days, referring to, this is what, in Pesach, right? This is the Karbanos of Pesach. It says, Ka'ela, right? Everyone knows that. So these go, like the other days, in other words, just like Tadir applies to the Tamid, so Tadir applies to the Musafim. So the Gemara says, "V'haymi barle legufa." The word ka'el is not available for such a drasha. You need it for the pasuk itself. What's legufa? Rashi explains, "Legufa lehatin musaf l'shiva yomim demikra kama yom rishon hu dinafkele." We only know this pasuk from this pasuk is referring to the first day of Pesach. So ke'ela means that the rest of the days you do exactly what you did, just like you brought the karbanos on day one, you have to bring it on the 7 days as well. Ke'ela. And you can't learn it to teach me the din of tadirs. So the Gemara says, imkein, if that was the case, nichtav eila tasulayom, it should say, eila tasulayom. What does it mean? Ke'ela? So it's telling me that, and this is all a question Rashi actually explains. Imke nichtav eila tasulayom. What does it mean? Ka'ela tasulayom shivas yamim? That's telling us that all 7 days are extra to teach me that the din of tadir. So we're learning two dinim again. From eila tasulayom, that the same kamaras you did on day one, you do for the other 7 days. When it says the extra word is ka'ela, that's telling me that another drasha of tadir applies to the musafir. So the Gemara says, "E kasev eila tasula layom shivas yamim." If it had just that and not the word ka'ela, hava mean I would think elu l'shivas yamim, meaning you should take the 7 kvasim and the 1 for day. That's why you would have learned ka'ela tells me mamish exactly the way it was done day 1, 7 kvasim, so to all the other days. So ka'ela is not available for teaching me the din of tadir. So the Gemara says layom ksiv, telling me that no. For Yom, 7 on Layom on this day, and 7 on the next day, in which case it's available. So Gemara says, Vakati, not true still. Ema Eila Yom, Aval Shar Yoma Lo Yadona Kama. Maybe Eila Layom means 7 Shkvashim for day 1, but the rest of the days when you do Ka'ela, we don't know how many to bring. So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Tasu Sheyu Koasu Yosishavos. No, it says Eilu Tasu, Ka'ela Tasu. Tasu, you do exactly what you did on day 1, you do for the other 7 days, which means in the end of the day, the word ke'ela is available to make a drasha of tadir. Just like tadir applies to the tamid, so to tadir applies to all musafim. Comes along Abaye Amar, migufa dekra. It's all learned out from the pasuk itself, meaning what? Imkein lemakra milvad olas haboker v'tishtok. Asher li olas ha-tamid lamali, l'meimar dahach tzedatira. So there's a double lashon here. The pasuk says regarding that quote in the Mishnah, it says milvad olas haboker, and then also again asher leolas hatamid tasus eila. That seems to be two different phrases there. He says we learn two concepts. One is a tadir by the tamid, and the extra pasuk of telling us that there's tadir by musafin as well. Okay, now the Mishnah tells us kol makudish michavero kodem es chavero. Anything that's more kadosh than something else, so we always do mekudosh more. So what's called mekudosh? The Mishnah goes through it, all the different examples now. Dam chatas is kodem ledam haola. Why is dam chatas more kadosh? Mipnei shu miratze, dam chatas provides the kapara, ola doesn't, or at least ola does are very limited in terms of a bitul aseh. So therefore, since it's greater ritzoy by dam chatas goes first. Evare ola, the limbs of the ola, are kodmin the emure chatas. The emurim, we know the chatas, the evarim are eaten of the chatas, but the emurim of the chatas go on the mizbeach. But by the ola, not only are emurim going on, but even the evarim are going on from an ola. So evare ola kodmin the emure chatas mipneishu kali leishim, because the ola, the animal is kula kala, gets burnt up entirely. That's considered more mekudosh than that of the emurim of chatas, because not all of the parts of the chatas are being burnt up.
Last parsha was only with reference to olas, and he didn't mix olas with chatas and other stuff. Meaning the kolatay the tadir, kol shetadir ve'na tadir kol.
The tadir is referring to
because chatas it says is before ola, but we just said that the first is the.
But there's no tadiris by an ola and a chatas. Tadiris, there's no one that's more tadir. There's no set time.
That's right. Yeah. Right, because there's only tadir in olas.
When this kavu is man. Right. We're going to get in a different daf about things that are, let's say, a bris milah, which is no set time for. Is that considered more tadir? Bris milah could take place any single day, but it's not kavu is man. We're going to discuss more of that. But right now,
it could happen that you have a day without
tadir. Exactly right.
So it is more tadir.
You got a day without an ola also, an olas yachah we're talking about.
No, but I'm talking about the tamid.
Tamid is
always happens. Chatas could have a day without it.
Correct. So right now here is talking about the Mishnah above Kol Tadir. Some of the things that have a kavua zman, that set time, so every Shabbos.
You don't mix stuff that's not kavua with stuff that's kavua.
Exactly, right. Now,
it's two separate.
Right. We haven't said, what's saying Tadir versus Mekudosh, that we haven't discussed yet.
Right, okay.
So then the Mishnah says, next thing is Chatas Kodemis La'asham, Bibnei Shadama Nitain Lidal Kranos Al Yisod. The chatas goes in all four corners. The ashram doesn't go. It goes on two of the corners, and the chatas is poured in the yisod, and the ashram isn't poured in the yisod. So therefore, since there are more sprinklings of the chatas in this bech, it makes it more mekudosh. The ashram is kodim letoda. The el nazir mipneishu kachim kachim. The ashram to kachim kachim, but the toda and el nazir only kachim kalim. Toda ve'ayel nazir so kodmin l'shlamim b'pnei shein nechal l'yom echad v'tunim lechem, that the, even though toda ve'ayel are shlamim, they're eaten only in one day. The restrictions indicate it's more of a kudosh, and it also has the din of lechem as opposed to a regular shlamim. Hashlamim are kodmin l'bechor b'pnei shein tunim matin dalet. The shlamim requires four sprinklings and a smicha u'nisachem u'tunufa achaz v'shokin, waving these different parts, as opposed to the bechor doesn't require any of those, so the bechor is less mekudash. And bechor is kodim l'maiser maiser behemah, that is b'pnei shein kedusha samirechem. The bechor is born with kedusha; it's more inherent, intrinsic. V'nechal l'kohanim and the maiser, as opposed to maiser, which is not inherent, and of course it's not eaten by the kohanim necessarily. A meiser kodem leofos mipneishu zevach. A meiser is considered zevach. Ofos are not considered zevach. Zevach is only a behema.
And even if chatas of the meiser comes before.
Correct. V'yesh bo kachay kachim. And also meisers. Let me yesh bo kachay kachim. What's that line going on for a second? Rashi explains here. V'yesh bo kachay kachim. The first wide line. Lechalik gavoa shnei dvarim. Damo ve'murav, to split up to the gavoa, the blood and the limbs, or the organs. Mash ein kein mechatas ha'of, shein lezbeach el adama. The only thing you put on the chatas ha'of is the blood. The came into kidma lechatas ha'of, kol shkein le'olas ha'of, to chatas ha'of, kodemes le'olas ha'of. So what we're saying here is, again, that the meiser, not the meiser is a kachi kachim, it's kachi kalim, but that there are things that go on the mizbeach, that's what we refer to as kachi kachim, in terms of there being blood, they muruv. Then the Mishnah says, ha'ofo is the kodmin l'minachos, b'pnei shein mine damim, at least the bird has blood, as opposed to minachos are only flour. And then minchas chotei are kodem l'minchas nedava, b'pnei, even though they're both minachos, b'pnei shibalach, the minchas chotei is mechaper, as opposed to minchas nedava, which is not. Then chatas of kodemes le'olas of v'chein b'akdisha. That seems to be obvious, because chatas of is mechaper, but the Rashi tells us that the Gemara is going to bring a source for this, and this is not only true in terms of offering as a carbon, but it's also true, the Mishnah says, in terms of being makriyed, in terms of being makdish the carbon, you should makdish the one that's more mekudash prior to the one that is not as mekudash. Now there is an interesting discussion in the Achorim Halacha L'mais when it comes to mitzvahs nowadays. Do you say that did a mekudash or she'ed a mekudash when it comes to mitzvahs deraisa and mitzvahs midirabanam? So the Shagas Aryeh thinks that something that is deraisa is now different than dirabanan. If I, let's say, have a dirabanan that is more tadir, but a deraisa that's eno tadir. So he says you go for the tadir. Deraisa, dirabanan don't play a factor. But the note who writes in the Slach and the Brachos, that he thinks no, deraisas are considered more mekudosh than dirabanans. So you end up saying, we haven't seen this addressed yet, but if you have mekudosh versus tadir, mekudosh trumps tadir. So deraisa that's less frequent goes before a dirabanan, even though it's more frequent. So it comes up, one discussion that comes up as an aside here, one of the questions Rav Shechta asked me in my Kola Elyon Bechina was, what do you say first on the night of Havdalah and Sfiras Omer? So it depends on many different factors, but one of the factors we discussed are deraisas versus derabanans. One of them is frequency. Sfiras Omer is, we say, 49 days, but it's all in the same time zone. Havdalah, we say, 50 days, and it's spread out. But Havdalah might be deraisa, but it might be derabanan. Sfir might be deraisa, might be derabanan. But this is a factor that we have to take into account when dealing with which one you should do first. Okay. What should you do first? Lemaisa, we end up doing sphere first. Yeah.
First.
Okay.
Sure.
It's also because sphere could be part of tefillah.
Right.
So it might not even be a shayla. It might not even be ready to say yet. Also, it may have been Yotze Havdalah anyways when you said an Atachan Tanu. So there's a lot to talk about. But okay. The Gemara says in the very top of Peites Amud Beis. Minah Hanimile, how do you know this Indian of, Rashi points out, this particular din of Didam Chatas Kodam Ladam Ola? How do you know that to be the case? Veivari Ola Komrin Le Mure Chatas. That the Veivarim of Ola come before the Murim of Chatas. The Gemara says, the Tanur Rabbanan, who Parsheni Ben Bakar, Tikach Lechatas. So what does it mean? It says, the Parsheni Ben Bakar you take as a Chatas. So what's this talking about here? So Rashi explains it's referring to the context of Chinech HaLevim. In the beginning of Paloscha, when they took Levim and they shaved all their hair and they sanctified them, they elevated them into the Kedushas Leviyah. So it says they took a par sheni ben bakar. So what is that telling me? Tikach lechatas. In Balilamed Shem Shnaim, if it's telling me that there are two cows that I brought, Hare Karnem, I already know that there are two cows that I brought. It says, Vasas echad chatas, Vasa echad ola. So why does it say par sheni? We know the par is sheni. Matam lom par sheni ben bakar, tikach lechatas. One may think all the different actions, all the avodos of achatas should come before the ola. Tamalomar parsheni bemakar tikach lachatas. No, you put the chatas number two. Now, I parsheni, if the par, this chatas is really second and the ola is first, yachol tehe ola kodemus lachatas lechol maaseh. So does that indicate that the ola goes first before the chatas? This pasuk says that the chatas comes before the ola. So there's a stirim psukim. One pasuk says the chatas is first. It's a chatas v'se'echad ola. The other pasuk says parsheni par ben bakar tikach lechatas. That you make the chatas number two. So the Gemara says, how do you reconcile this contradiction? Dam chatas kovdum ledam ola. When it comes to the blood on the mizbeach, chatas is number one. Bipnei shemiratza. It gives a ritzui to mechaper. However, when it comes to Eivari Ola, so then we say the Eivari Ola v'chule, that the Eivari Ola, that's when the Ola comes before the Emure Chatas. Gemara then asks, Vamai, why do you have to do all the Dam of the Chatas before all the Dam of the Ola? Masna, Kimaisa, Dimichapra, Tiktem, Vanechlo. We know, Rashi points out that if it be the Evid, if one does one Zerika of Chatas, or Yotze, even though L'chachila you should do all four, one sufficient. So maybe what the Kohen should do is first take of one sprinkle of the Chatas, do one Dam. You've Yotze, now Chatas, now B'dievet, and then do the Ola afterwards. So Am Ravina Hacha B'Chatas Halavim Askinan. Here we're dealing with the Chatas of Halavim. V'yaf Agav D'chi Ola Dami Kamarachmana Hi Tiktem. So even though we're dealing with the Halavim, even though it's called a Chatas, it wasn't really a Chatas, they didn't own any Chatas at that point, but we still see it's called a Chatas. So look at Rashi just to explain this pshat in the Gemara. That the chiola damya shelo avia al chet. This chadash that the Levim brought was not on a chet. They did nothing wrong. V'afil hachi still nonetheless. It says kodem leola mishum the shame chadash kodem leola. The shame chadash, even if you don't need it for kapara anymore, it still comes before the ola. So to lemais, if a person's bringing a real carbon chadash in the base of Mikdash, after the first one, the remaining three are not really part of the kapara. You don't need it. But since it has a shame chatas, has to go before the ola, even though the three remaining ones are not really mechaper anymore, just like by Levim. The chatas wasn't there to be mechaper, they did nothing wrong. But yet still the chatas comes first, because a shame chatas, the dam of a shame chatas, comes before the ola, even if it's not being mechaper. And then the Gemara says, b'marav in Eretz Yisrael, they would say, Amri, hol v'hishchil b'matanos, gomer, very simple svara. Once you start, you should finish the project. Don't take a break in the middle. That seems to be the more obvious answer. Now, what might be being played out here, the machlokas in Marava and Bavel, is what the relationship is between the four sprinklings of each other. In Marava and Eretz Yisrael, they felt that all four was considered a unit. All four was a unit, and you couldn't even fathom separating between each of them. But perhaps in Bavel, they felt, no, each four are different independent mitzvahs, and therefore there's at least a havamina to think you can separate between the one and the three other sprinklings.
Also, he had the blood in his hand to go,
That's also true. Emavina al mitzvos.
Right, because he has to go and put down the blood and take the other one. And
yeah, that's a very good point. Why is that not something that's taken into consideration? You would think, just like when a person walks into a room and there's a talus there and a tefillin, he walks into the tefillin, he should put the tefillin on first, because you can't pass.
It probably is similar to the same, it's probably the same argument.
Yeah?
Those are Shark Sari discusses when Tadir comes against Aimavir and Amitzvos, which takes precedence.
Like
if you start saying Yalav Yavo instead of saying eventually, do you stop?
Right.
To the next favorite say, or if you bring out the wrong Sefer Torah.
Right. Yeah, so let's discuss all these different things and like Zrizis, all those different Hidr mitzvahs when they come together. But this isn't even that, because this is not Tadir. This is Aimavirin versus. Right, Ola, like I guess Kapara, the Kapara of Ola, whatever minimal Kapara it achieves. You already did the Kapara of Chatas now, you did one. So that kapara of olam, maybe it should be able to trump ein mavir nal mitos. Okay, not sure. Okay, the Gemara now says we're around 10 narrow, last 10 narrow lines. Ibarilu. Dam chatas veivari ola now. Now it gets interesting. You have the blood of the chatas, which goes first, but you also have the eivari ola, which also go first. But they're not, now these are not congruent parts of the animal. It's dam versus eivari ola. Eizamam kodem. Do we say dam is chatas is kodem mipneshim maratza? Oh, dilma eivari ola mikodmin mipneshim kalalishim. They each have a value. Why it should go first? Dam is chatas is maratza, and eivari ola is kula kalil. So Tashma, they bring a raya, they try to bring a raya at least. Dam chatas kodem ledama ola. Ledama ola hu dekodem levari ola lo kodem. It only comes before the dam of the ola. But if you're dealing with the evari ola, so then dam chatas wouldn't go first. Adarab, the opposite is true. Me seifa. Evari ola kodem le mure chatas. Le mure chatas hu dekodem, but ledam chatas lo kodem. But you don't make evari ola before the dam chatas. In which case the Gemara concludes, elameha lekalamashmamina. You have two opposite inferences from the Mishnah, and it's inconclusive. So then the Gemara asks another shaila. Ibailu dam ola ve'emurei chatas now. Ezime kodem, the blood of the ola, and the emurim of the chatas. Ezimeem kodem, do we say dam ola is kodem, the ka'asim ikoach kalil, the blood comes from a carbon that's kula kalil. Odilma, perhaps we should say emurei chatas are kodem in the ka'asim ikoach mechaper, comes from a carbon that is mechaper. Tashma, they attempt a similar type of proof as above. Dam chatas kodem le dam ola. Dam chatas hu dekadem ledam ola, aval emurei chatas lo. But emurei chatas don't come before the dam of the ola. Adar abba, the opposite conclusion is made from the seifa. Evari ola is kodem le emurei chatas. Evari ola hu dekadem le emurei chatas, aval dam ola lo does not come before the emurei chatas, in which case, again, ela meha leka l'mashamine. We can't make any conclusions here either. 30 by lu with Gemara. Evari lahu dam ola v'dam ashim, ezim em kodem. Dam ola is kodem dekasi mikoach kalio, comes from an animal, a carbon that's kula kalio. And odilma, dam ashem kodem de mechaper. Ashem does provide a certain amount of kapara. So which one comes first? So the Gemara says, Toshma, dam chatas kodem le dam ola. About dam ashem lo. Dam chatas goes before the dam ola, for the dam ola, but in regards to dam ashem, the ashem would not come before the dam ola. Lo, was not true. The din who divide the mitzvah dam asham, it should talk dam asham there as well. The id divide the mitzvah sefer evari ola kodem le emurei chatas. They wanted to deal, just stay with only in the viewpoint of chatas and an ola, so they ignored asham, but not to make any conclusions about asham, because di tani le emurei asham, had they thrown asham in the mix as well, I would have concluded le emurei asham who dekadme le emurei dekadme le emurei chatas lo kadme. Had you thrown Asham into the mix, everything would have been very, very confusing. And therefore, we can't make any conclusions from the fact that it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, Tashma, Chatas is kodem le'asham, Chatas hu dekami le'asham, aval ola lo. But ola doesn't come before the Asham. That would be the implication. My lav dam is not referring to the dam of the Asham, the dam of the ola. Lo, a'emurim. Dekanami diktani mibnei shadamin nitein, that the blood was already given. Sounds like we're talking about after the sprinkling of the blood of the emurin shmamina, that the emure of the ola comes before the emurim of the asha. Okay. I'm just looking at Tosa just for a second here. Okay. Gemara now says, chatas kodemus. We said the chatas comes before. Which one is this referring to? Which stage?
Yeah.
Chatas comes before the Asham. Adraba, Asham Kadam, Shekein Yeshla Kitva. What's the Kitva? I think that has a set price on it, right? Right. The Kesef Shkalim, Rashi says. But since it's a set price, with a certain amount of money you have to pay,
minimum, so
it has to be at least that amount, but a Chatas could be less than that, so that would indicate Asham is more Mekudash. Mara says, Afil Hachi, Riboy de Mizbeach Adif. That which has more blood on the Mizbeach is greater, and therefore Chatas is more Mekudash. Asham is kodem l'toda. Adar Abba, ha-toda ve'el nazir should be kodme. Shekein tun and lechem. The tadir el nazir require bread, and Asham doesn't, so that would make the tadir ve'el nazir more mekudash. Afil hachi kache kachim adife. The fact that Asham is kache kachim is more significant than the lechem. Toda ve'el nazir, we say, it says prior to shlamim, for I think because it was eaten in one day, and because it has lechem. So the Gemara says, Ad Rabba Shlomim should be Kadmei, Shekein Yeshem B'Tzibur, Kibiyachid. Shlomim is something that applies to the Tzibur just as well, showing its greater significance than that of the Tadir V'El Nazir. Hafilachi Nechelm Liyom Echad Adifi, the fact that the Tadir V'El Nazir are eaten in only one day, that limited time indicates it's a more urgent and more pressured, and therefore more Mukudash. So then the Gemara asks another question, Ibailuhu. Tod ve'el nazir eizim ikalim. This is one question that Gemisha didn't address. You have a tadir, a carbon toda rather, and you have a carbon el nazir. Which comes first? So the Gemara says, toda kadma, shekein tunan dalad mini lechem. It requires four types of reds and matzahs, as the psukim tell us. Oh, Dilmer, perhaps we should say the El Nazir is kodim, shekein yeshimo damim achem. The El Nazir is accompanied by other karbonos as well. The three karbonos that a Nazir brings, so since it's accompanied by other karbonos, maybe that shows its greater significance. So the Gemara concludes, Tashma, zu kodem is a zu, shezu tuna dal mini lechem, vizu enem tuna lela, shne mini lechem. So this Bryce clearly addresses this head on and says that the Toda comes before the El Nazir because the Toda has the four mini lechem. Now this Havamina that seems to be going on here is an underlying point, is what the relationship is of the El Nazir of the three Karbanos. The Gemara thought, at least in the Havamina, that the three Karbanos of the El Nazir are somewhat attached to each other and they will impact the significance. And at the end of the day, the Gemara says, we don't really care about that. The fact that the lechem, the four types of lechem, is more important seems to say that the relationship of the three Karbanos of the El Nazir are really not so intertwined. Okay, then the Gemara says, Hashlamim, Kodmin Lib Bachor. Adarabba, Bachor Kodem, the Bachor should come before the Shlamim, Shekein Kedusha Asamirechem. It's born with Kedusha. It is intrinsic Kedusha to the Bachor. Venech ala Kohanim is eaten by Kohanim only, as opposed to Shlamim that are eaten by Kohanim and the Bailim. Afilhachi, Mitzos Yeseros Adifa. The fact that Shlamim have Sesmicha and Nisachim and everything else we mentioned, the fact that it has Mitzos Yeseros is greater than the Kedusha Mirechem. HaBachor Kodem, so the Bachor is prior to the Meiser Behema. Adar Abba Meiser Shekodem Shekein Mekadshid Lefanav Ulachrav. If the Mishnah, the very last, one of the last Mishnahs, the last parak of Bachor, talks about if a person, a farmer, is Makdish Asiri, or the 11th one, the Chi rather, or the 11th one, 9 or 11, that would also have a din of Asiri. So really make a din only 10th one works. But if you do 9 or 11, there also has a certain Kedusha of Asiri. What do you do with it?
Additional to the Asiri.
Exactly. So what do you do with that Kedusha? That's a whole discussion in the Mishnah. But the fact that it's able to do that shows that the expansion of the Kedusha extends beyond. That would indicate it's more Mekudash. So the Gemara says, Filhachi Kedusha Mirecham Adifa. The fact that it's born with and into Kedusha is greater than the fact that the Meiser can be spread to the number 9 and number 11 animals. And then the Gemara says, Meiser Kodem Leofos. Adar Abba Ofos should be Kadmei, Shekein Kachi Kachim. The Olos, the Ofos are Kachi Kachim. And it should be before Meiser, which is only Kachi Kalim. And the Gemara says, Afilhachi min Zevach Adif. Even though it's only Kachi Kalim, the fact that it's a Behema, the fact that it's a Zevach, is greater than an Of that's a Kachi Kachim. And then Amar Avina Bar Shila, Ein Murei Kachim Kalim, Sheyatsu Lefnei Zvikas Damim Psul. So now we're going to a whole other point right now. Let's say you have Kachim Kalim that were taken out, there's a psul yitzia, left the Beis HaMikdash before Zrikas Damim. So then the din is, it's possible, the din of Yotze. So if you just take a look at Rashi to explain what's going on here, Rashi says psulim. It's around a little bit more than halfway down the lines, the psulim. I don't know how to say it, but it's the first word in the line is kachi kachimhu, and then there's bold, it says psulim. V'yafagav dilinin mi'ila lifnei Zrikas Damim lo kadishe. So the din of kachi kalim, that the various emurim are only a subject to me'ila only after the sprinkling, but before this zrika, there's no din of me'ila. So even though there's no din of me'ila prior to zrika, le'inyan a psule biyotze kachi kachim ninum. With regards to psuyotze does apply even prior to zrika. So that's what we're learning from the statement here, that a mure kachi kalim, a murim of a shlamim, that are taken outside before the zrika, the psul yotze is chal on these emuri kachi kalim, even though the isra meila doesn't yet kick in. So it's a quasi kachi kalim already at this stage, or kachi kachim. It's kachi kachim of kachim kalim. I mean, let me explain. Kachi kalim is how we refer to the entire animal. It's a kachi kalim, and we call it kachi kalim because some of it goes to kachi kachim, which is on the mizbeach, and some of it goes to kachi kalim for the baal to eat. So of the part to go on the Mizbeach, that's called Kache Kachim. The Zemurim of the Shamim is called Kache Kachim even prior to Zrika, in that the Psul Yote is Chal. that the Gemara then says, "Vatana Tuna," the Braisa tells us, "Mipnei Shu Zevach V'Yeshno Kadshei Kadshim." So he said, this is going on which stage? Maiser before Bechor? Maiser before the Oaf. We said, number one, Maiser goes before because it's a behemoth, it's a Zevach. Number two is, parts of the Maiser go on the Kadshei Kadshim, it goes on the Mizbeach, namely the Dam of the Emur, of the blood of the Maiser Behemoth, and the Emur of the different organs go on the Mizbeach. So now, that's what the Mishnah says. We're going to extract from this line of the Mishnah something that's nogeya to the emurim of a kachin kalim prior to Zrika. So Bishma, I understand emurim less nail be'ofos. So I understand that there's no emurim, nothing of the animal of the oaf goes on his back other than the blood. So emurim is something that Maisa Behema has that the oaf doesn't have. El adam mi'aisa. What does it mean in the Mishnah that the dam of the Maisa Behema goes on his back? The dam of the oaf also goes on the mizbeach. That's not an explanation of why Maaser Behemah is greater. They're equal with regards to the dam. Ella, lav kamashmalan is not teaching us in the Mishnah that emurim ki damo. They're not telling us that dam is different, but we're saying that emurim of a Maaser Behemah is lumped together with the dam of the Maaser Behemah. Meaning what? Ma damo lufnei zrika af emurim kodem zrika. V'kakari le'kachi kachim. Just like the blood prior to the Zrika is still called Kachin Kachim, so to the Emurim are called Kachin Kachim prior to Zrika. And one step further, Ma Damo Mifsal Biyote Af Emurim Mifsal Biyote. If one were to take the Dam of the Maaser Behema or any other Kachin Kalim, they take it outside before the Zrika, the Dam would be Pasal Biyote, so to Emurim would be Pasal Biyote. And that's a Raya from this Mishnah here, why they put Dam and Emurim together from Maaser Behema to this proof of Emurim, Kachi Kalim, Sheyotu, Lefnei Zrika's Dam, is possible. So Gemara now, we'll finish off with this last piece here. Name a Messiah, let's suggest the following is a support for what we just said, again, that Kachi Kalim, Kodim Zrika, has a Psul Yot, can be possible Yotze. Baser, Kachi Kalim, Sheyotu, Lefnei Zrika's Damim, the meat, not the blood, the meat that's taken out from the Kachi Kalim, which is supposed to be eaten by the Baal eventually. They take it out, you can't eat it until after the Zrika. But let's say they took it outside before the Zrika. So eventually it's going to go outside. If they waited for the Zrika, so then the Baal could take the Basar outside to eat it. But they jumped the gun. They took the Basar outside before the Zrika's Dam. So what's the din? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kasher, it's fine. And Reish Lakish argues and says, Amar, Pasul. What's this machlokes? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kasher, Hol V'Sofalot. So he says, it's Kasher. Because even though it took it out too early, he's eventually, this Basar would have been taken outside. So you can't say a Psul Yotze to the Basar. It was a Mechusar Zman, but it's not Psul Yotze. Reish Lakish Amar, it's Pasul. It is Pasul. Because Adayin Lo Hagiya Zman Alotzeis. It wasn't ready. And since you brought it out too early, that's considered Psul Yotze. So that's machlokes by Basar. Ad Kan Lo Pligi Ela B'Basar. This whole debate regarding Basar. Interesting debate. About the emurin, which are never meant to be taken outside at all, they're meant to go on the mizbeach. Well, there is no debate, and therefore we see that everyone agrees that emurim are possible biyotze even prior to zrikas dam. That's a raya. Gemara says not true. Who adin be emurim nami pligi? They also argue by emurim, meaning Reish Lakish would say it's possible yotze. Rabbi Yochanan would say emurim are kosher even before him. So how come they chose only a basar and tried to confuse us that only by basar they're arguing, not by dam, by emurim rather? Lo diacha kocha de Reish Lakish, should tell us how far Reish Lakish is willing to go. The afilu basar de sofalates amar adain lo gizman lates. Even by the basar, emurim, we can understand where Reish Lakish is coming from, because emurim are never meant to be outside, so we could appreciate that he said it's psul biyotze. But to say by Basar, that Basar is supposed to eventually go outside, to say there's Psul Yotze, even by Basar, that's a Chiddush, so they wanted to teach that Chiddush of Reish Lakish, but not to think that by the Emurim, there's no Machlokas. In other words, there still is a Machlokas when it comes to Emurim, the go Yotze, Lifnei, Zrikas, Dam. It does not.